You are listening to The Nature of Things on WRVO. This essay first aired on July 10th, 1987.
This is the time of the year when a significant, but usually little observed event, occurs in nature. The culmination of nearly 2 months of continuous effort by a pair of diminutive, but thoroughly remarkable, and I think admirable birds, a pair of screech owls. Screech owl is a tiny, often dumpy little owl, about the size of a meadow lark, with a broad oval face featuring large pale yellow eyes and two prominent so-called ear tufts. Normally the bird is gray, with pronounced gray markings. However, a reddish-brown color phase also occurs throughout its range. Despite its tiny size, a screech owl is a formidable predator, occasionally attacking prey as big as itself. By and large, however, the bird subsists on insects, especially moths, katydids, and beetles, which it sometimes catches on the wing, and also smaller rodents, especially meadow vole and deer mouse. Anyone who watches the adults feeding the young will be surprised at times to note even amphibians, fish, and crayfish in the food. Anyway, the significant event I mentioned is the appearance, after nearly a month in the nest cavity, of the young screech owls, fuzzy, gray-barred mites, notable for their relatively large, round, yellow eyes and lack of ears at that point. Normally, they are seen just at nightfall, about this time of the year. That's what brought it to mind, because one of the regular phenomena of my conservation department tenure years ago was calls from people just around Independence Day who had suddenly discovered that their suburban or rural homestead had a cohabitor whose nighttime activities had hidden its presence. The discovery of this presence resulted from two quirks in the screech owl's lifestyle. The first is that the adults, after assiduously caring for their 4 to 7 youngsters for nearly a month, have suddenly stopped providing food within the cavity or nest box, and the young, growing increasingly hungry, become increasingly vocal and finally unceremoniously abandon their home. Since they can't fly at this point, they often just drop to the ground and scramble up some nearby tree. Often this happens just at dusk, so especially on a moonlight night or in a yard with nightlights, they are discovered by curious dogs, cats, and youngsters. The other phenomenon is that the adults, especially the male, which incidentally is noticeably smaller than his mate, suddenly decide that all implied co-ownership pacts between human and avian proprietors are off. They assert their prior claim, going back over the eons to the land. They attack any intruder that comes close to their young. The female usually resorts mostly to dive bombing. The male actually strikes and on occasion injures its victim. Normally, these activities are restricted to the hours between sundown and sunup, but there are occasional mavericks who don't wait for sundown, especially on cloudy days. I well remember such a situation on the south side of Syracuse back in the 50s. A man had just purchased land. He found that he shared it with a screech owl. He'd had his hat knocked off several times, and he called to find out how to get rid of the owls. "I didn't buy this property to hand it over to a bad-tempered owl," he announced. I explained the situation and pointed out to him that the owls were very interesting to watch, and they would help control moths, beetles, and mice. I suggested he do his mowing at midday rather than just before nightfall, as had been his wont. I tried to make the point that he was lucky to have such an interesting and useful bird in his yard. I also pointed out that the owls are protected by law. I don't know what caused him to agree, whether it was that or something else, but anyway, he decided to live with them for the summer at least. Later he called to tell me that the owls attacked him even during the day, but he had found them so interesting, he didn't care about the mowing problem. Anyway, the owls stopped his attacks as I had predicted, and now the caller wanted to know how to attract the bird to a better spot for watching it. This is typical of many people's reactions to this spooky bird, definitely negative at first, but usually quite positive once they become acquainted. It wouldn't be honest, of course, to praise the bird without pointing out its principal fault in the eyes of many. It does have a fondness for songbirds and dines on them when convenient. Even this has its good points, however, since house sparrows and starlings, and even rock doves, seem to be most prevalent in the diet. At any rate, the screech owl gets my admiration. a monogamous bird which mates for life. The male of the species faithfully provides for the female during her 3.5 weeks of incubation and shares in the feeding of the young until they are self-sufficient. If you have one in your yard, try forbearance along with a bit of owl watching on moonlit evenings. That's a good prescription for anyone who doubts the value of owls. That's what I have for this week. This is John Weeks saying thanks for listening. Tune in next week and keep it natural.